Opposition activists in Pakistan have vowed to continue their campaign for a boycott of the April 30th referendum, which they say is unconstitutional and undemocratic. The opposition camps took heart by attendance at the rallies on a day when Pakistan's Supreme Court rejected a plea to hold the referendum on extending President Musharraf's rule for another 5 years. Various political and religious parties held separate public meetings on Saturday in protest against the April 30th referendum. Jamaat-e-Islami leader Qazi Hussain Ahmad, who has called for a boycott of the April 30th referendum, said his party will, however, contest the October elections to undo the changes made in the constitution to validate Musharraf's referendum.
We will ask all the people to concentrate on the October elections and in the October elections to elect the people who will uphold the constitution of Pakistan and who will refuse to accept all the changes and the amendments which were brought unconstitutionally by one person, one single person in the constitution.
Whereas in Lahore, an estimated 15,000 to 20,000 people chanted anti-Musharraf slogans at a rally called by the 15-party Alliance for the Restoration of Democracy, ARD. The rally at the Minar-e-Pakistan Park was dominated by followers of former Prime Ministers Benazir Bhutto and Nawaz Sharif. But Musharraf had some consolation, as the chief of Tehreek-e-Insaf party, Imran Khan, derided all political parties of usurping the constitution for serving their interests.
But from our point of view, a political party, it's not a constitutional issue. It's the issue of the future of Pakistan. As far as I know, no party in our history has respected the constitution. Everyone has used constitution to serve their purposes.
Musharraf, in his referendum on April 30th, will ask the electorates to grant him another 5 years as president to continue his economic, political and social reforms. Rashmi Kabra, ANI.